Ward 3. No, I was just waiting. Couple things, on the announcement for talked about 9:00 is the best time, 10:00 you could do a basketball game. It ain't be quiet as I, so 9:00.
The late call point.
Well, it's really not that bad.
6 is not too bad.
No, and also you get on the top of the new show. You're right into the new shows.
And the call is through.
All the way through. So 9:00, I will announce it. Now, what I propose to say is that the gentleman had a question, when and how the president will make his announcement regarding troop levels in South Vietnam. Which he said would make priority, like the first. I mean, I'll tell you, when and how, what the president will announce tomorrow. The president made his decision yesterday, I mean, we're just going to discuss it again this morning.
At Camp David. That's at Camp David this morning.
President will announce his decision on troop levels, on the troop levels, I'll say. South Vietnam, after May 1st. And report on the general situation in South Vietnam, on live radio television, at 9:00 p.m.
Yeah. Let me say that, this, this announcement, of course, is a very complicated decision. And you, Ambassador Bunker.
Constitution.
Ambassador Porter, and General Abrams.
Consultation, should I say?
Yeah, consultation, consultation with and approval of the following, and his senior advisors in Washington.
I think the way, the president will announce his decision on what the troop level, what the troop level will be in South Vietnam after May 1st. That leaves it open, you can say.
Right.
It's going to stay the same.
Right.
Go up or down.
Good.
Now, I'd be, there's no problem with this, but I'm going to be, I'd be pressed on this credibility thing a little bit. It's an in-house thing, it's not a major story, but I'm going to say something to this. Both sides of the group, because our little perspective is pure, until they have an opportunity to explore each other's views. The announcement will lead to a great deal of speculation, and the trip's success could have been jeopardized at some point. Henry's whereabouts, and come of course a matter of great interest. No matter what we would have said about where he was, the same situation would exist, unless we would have said he was in Moscow.
I simply say this, no, I think all that is fine, and you would say, the president believes that seeking peace in Vietnam is so important that he will pursue any channel, secret or public, to achieve that goal. And where the interest of seeking peace will be served by a secret meeting, I mean, he will, of course, so order it. But of course, gentlemen, you have all been informed about it now. The American people will be informed, but that takes precedence over our goal of attempting to find, you know, seeking peace and so forth. The interest of the United States must take precedence over disclosure to the press, put it that way, disclosure to the press of the whereabouts of the president's advisors. Put it that way, disclosure to the press, not to the country.
Now, you don't want me to say perfectly that seeking peace in Vietnam is perfectly seeking peace is so important. So we don't want that, right?
That's right, very good.
Okay, then, in the way I talked to Henry about this, well, was this a crisis to the summit? Was that about ready to fall apart, or was it a gentleman's not related to any one of that?
Very much, you're sorry. Well, of course, you have to include on the summit.
That's right, so I want to hold off that.
I think to get that question, I'd say no. Just say no, and nothing more. No. I don't have to think about Vietnam.
Sure.
Okay?
Good.
Okay, all right, fine.
No, it's not.
Did you breathe yet?
No.
Get a nap or anything? Somebody gave me this strap, I don't know what you want me to do. Oh, yeah, sure. Would you like my to do that?
Yeah, sure. Let me say before you do that the main point I think that I'm trying to get across there is to be contrary to all your does and also your intellectuals. See, they are hypersensitive about, well, we can't let it be like Cambodia, we remember third and so forth, and I agree. However, there's a very subtle difference in tone here. The important thing to have in mind is that this is being said to the Russians, to Hanoi, and therefore the reference to the election has to do with that, has nothing to do with Cambodia or the rest. You see what I mean? And don't be concerned about what the Washington Post wrote or all of our people and so forth about the Cambodia thing. You understood the rhetoric was frankly, as we all recognize on that, was frankly that wasn't the problem in Cambodia. The problem was Kent State. But be that as it may, we are not we're not intending to try to do that. It's a very subtle difference.
No,
I just want to say, and then you have it. I just want to know why I have, after our talk last night, I went back home and it was a little too tough. And then I thought over the evening and this morning, well, we've got to get this across. Let me say, the purpose of this is to appeal to the hawks, not the doves. We've got to play the hawks right now. Very important. They're our only problem. The doves are not our problem.
Right. The only thing I would say about the doves is you've got the bundling but not in flames right now.
Are you ready for this new...
Oh, yeah. You got Henry's dust up here. Bring that in here.
You want to go over this with me and Ben?
Well, I'll go over Henry now and then later on. Because we've got plenty of time now. Thank you. All done a fine job. You want to explain them too much?
I don't want to explain them too much. In the beginning, except for some minor changes, I think it's very good.
I don't mind.
I would not, for example, call it the most tragic piece of in the history of warfare, only because it accused you of hyperbole.
Okay,
an extremely gentle.
Fine. That sort of thing. You go ahead and make that sort of change. That is
So at the beginning, I haven't had a chance to put in my comments, but
I want you to know why I'm trying not to be concerned about the doves. We always will be concerned about the doves, and it never helps us. We're not going to be.
Well, no, it helps us to keep them divided.
Because we also want to speak to the Russians very toughly.
Right. Now, the hawks, I don't think you have any problems with the Reagan's anti-craft here. And McGregor tells me that in his calling around, you have no problem. Of course, I'm speaking to 20 of them tonight, and I'll give you a better judgment there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we'll understand. I'm willing to tone down, but I just want you to know that I take any out of that.
The thing that I would
going through it, why don't we go through the first part and get that out of the way?
That's just,
I don't think there's much in the first. It's probably pretty good.
That's very small.
And all the crap about the casualties and so forth. Right,
yeah, that's just
history warfare. See, we've got plenty of time now. Having gotten it out this early, we worry about it all day tomorrow.
Exactly.
So no, not true.
And then I can stay till Friday afternoon. That's a good
point. So you're going to have to grab the most generous. Friday, which is the most, what do you want to call it?
Forthcoming offer possible.
The, well, the action of that, too, that's such a history work. It had such, that no doubt, so that it's right over there, people don't think they have no money.
So you can make an even stronger case about the casualties. In the year before, the casualties had been as high as 700, I believe.
But then, you make any changes like that, I agree, that you want, you know, and submit it back, and then I'll look at it tomorrow.
Okay, so I won't
Okay, now you keep going through the...
So this was not just total rejection at the bargaining table, it was total refusal even to discuss.
Fine, all right, will you do that?
Which makes it even stronger.
Total, right, would you put that in?
Yes.
All right, page 3, go ahead.
And so I've strengthened that even more.
Sure. Sure, anything you want, Michael. Say the comments. Hope you're feeling all right.
No, I'd be fine, Mr. President. Actually, one problem I had is I realized I hadn't eaten enough because of this time difference.
Yeah.
It was actually 3 o'clock Moscow time. I called Kay Gray.
What happened?
Well, she hadn't heard it yet. She was on the way back from New York.
She read her coming.
Yeah, but I told her, you know, Kay Gray. She thought I was calling to complain about this, her publishing secret papers. I said, Kay, I think it's a disgrace that you publish secret papers, but I want to tell you something that secret paper helps out. Because if you actually read it, you'll see that we had a total mess from our predecessor. This is the situation as it was January 20, 1969.
Beautiful.
Took over. So that did not happen to hurt us except it hurt the national interest. But when I read your editorial, I have to say,
good for you,
that it shows once again that you have preconceived ideas. Give us no benefit of the doubt. And
you told her about your trip.
And I said, you know, she said, well, you know, we have heard it.
And what happened?
Oh, can we have lunch?
No. But, and you said that at least she owes it.
I said, no. She could test the filter last day and said, well, but now that something has happened, it's totally not true what it said.
I have a nitpick here. I don't mind any nitpick.
It doesn't total up to 120,000, and if you say only 25,000, it doesn't sound so bad.
Right.
But this is... but I can fix this up.
You go ahead and work all these jobs, and I don't care about that. 10,000 is enough. I think it's a matter of fact.
No, it is not.
The top of page 5, I expect out the south property of the new room on the air. One more, one, three, four, one, three. I think it's maybe we've got to cut some. Is that worth doing? Support the
development. I could do that.
All right, fine. Yeah. The battlefield report, or the TV money, a report on strike work battlefield. I don't want to jump. 3-5.
Okay. This is a little stronger than your first thing I say. That the South and Legion and his aid program has proved itself sufficiently for me to have grown up and level seven.
Page 6.
It won't be detrimental, I am making more positive.
I can change that for you. And all that you go through and make the money. And I'm going to do that.
But,
done rather well. I think it was all mine.
One thing I would not say is, before July 1st, I will make another announcement. It's a little short.
I'll make another announcement. As to American,
you may not be able to do anything, why not say?
I could say, I'll make another note.
Oh, why say?
Why not leave it out, why not say a thing?
Why say anything?
This will be marked, sure.
I just leave, I leave that whole paragraph out.
Don't say it all.
Good. You're just filling yourself with.
Right, we may not make the note.
That's right, you may say the note, no more draft is, if you hold still for a while.
Secondly, you've heard that, that's very tiny, that they just say second.
The first order of business will be.
Fine, I agree. He'll stay doing it right up to now. We are always ready to negotiate. Always ready to negotiate.
Because they have never quite made their mind, they can just fit the proposition.
Enemy's proposal.
Has it been a demand?
Made it very briefly, and then they, immediately withdrew from it.
All right, then say proposal.
Let's say proposal without saying proposal.
I object proposal, yeah.
Proposal.
Yeah, that's our American. Objection or proposal, all right, fine. You've already, you've already exceedingly. You make the change, all right.
Question that I have here is on 8 and 9, Mr. President. I don't think your bombing is that much of an issue that you need a whole page on.
Fine, fair enough.
I mean, you're saying you've ordered the bombing, fine.
What do you want to cut the part?
I would just tell these people, I would cut the next paragraph, why did I ask for the invasion?
All right.
I just say, if you will recall.
Good. And you cut smart. Yeah, that's all right, just do it lower if you have.
Please object it.
All right, go ahead.
Then I take out much of that paragraph on page 9, just at the end, and so if you can, I would keep these objected.
Yeah. They've been directed only at military support. You want the rest to come out?
Object it.
What about they've been directed only against military support? Supporting the various settlement combination?
Okay, that's all right.
Fine. I'm sorry, they will not stop them, but they can stop, you can take it down to there and inspect the rest on the test, but.
Okay, that's exactly as far as that makes.
Fine, okay. Excellent.
When I take out the credits, it just have, where I do not comprehend. This continued use of computers gets military and.
Well, I don't comprehend, go ahead.
I will just say what I do not comprehend, and what I'm sure is comprehended still less by the more.
And the logic of
those critics.
You strike the middle part?
Yes, I strike the continued use of American.
Where?
I would go from, they will not stop until the invasion starts. And then I just say, I do not comprehend.
And you take out this continued use of.
Yeah, I will say, well, undoubtedly be criticized.
You take that out?
Yes.
The network's just called back, and I saw it called, they're pleading out for the original time.
Great, much better for us.
They're working it out on the basketball thing. Because the game really didn't start about 10 after anyway.
Well, I'll be through.
So they'll delay the start like a little bit. So.
That's a good thing.
Now, no, you said 15 and maybe 10, 20.
Well, the thing of it is, you should not shorten anything you're going to say because of this.
Right.
So they miss the first tip-off or something. That's the problem.
Just tell them to delay the goddamn basketball. Okay.
Don't,
all right,
you hear anything.
You want that paragraph out, just continue to use it there. So I say, well, they will not stop until that meeting. Then,
I do not comprehend. And I'm sure.
What I do not know, I do not comprehend. You want to leave that? What do I not comprehend? No, I don't.
That sentence can go. frankly, that paragraph is okay. My personal view is the more matter of fact that the better you lost your love.
Well, let me leave that out. That point has been made fair enough. Okay, well, stop stopping. That's okay.
That takes a very expensive time.
I think that point has to be
excellent.
And then how will we respond to the challenge?
Judge Bond.
All right.
So,
whatever you want.
And other Bond.
In Arkansas, we'll come to civil war. That's bullshit. That's what the comments say. They take that out of wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's just
going. No, but they must say, and let the, and let the communists take over if they can, or it says up the north and south, the enemy settle where from the south and the let the communists take over if they can.
Let the communists
take over if they can.
But don't we not?
That's what it really is about, you know. Let the communists take over if they can.
Because they let the communists take over.
And if the communists take over, fine.
Yeah. And never to break it. Take out the next paragraph.
Right. All right.
We did
not want to take the Russian to the heart.
No.
Okay.
There's one country with the assistance, that's
all. All right. Take out, let us look at the facts.
Never to break it. Let us look at the facts again.
All right, so take out the paragraph, the rest of it.
Okay.
If one country.
That's good.
Horrible. Now, what's going to drag the lips up the wall? But this is one that I insist I've got to say. We will not be humiliated.
That's good.
We will not be defeated, and we will never surrender.
That is fine.
That bother you?
Okay. I would take out the next paragraph.
You don't like jingoistic national pride?
Well, I don't like what we may. I would like to take out the foreign supported communists.
All right. This is not a matter of jingoistic national pride. Put that sentence in. Yeah. I want to say that in order to knock the critics down.
This is not a matter of jingoistic American pride.
You don't want to say that the next paragraph you want. All right, okay. Next paragraph, I think it's the right one, too hard.
Yeah.
All right, so the challenge.
But you're saying a lot, and this is a tough speech as it is. I'd say that it is not a matter of jingoistic national pride. Here is American involvement in Indochina.
Let me take off your question. It doesn't, you see, it doesn't mean anything.
All right.
I don't think without that, we'll get cut the whole paragraph. We will never surrender. Let it just stand right there. And then not say, let me reiterate. American problem, I just started to carry that out. American problem, Vietnam War. You like neither open-ended nor unlimited.
That's open.
That's there. The Lord's over there. That's the Lord.
I will take out of this fire. I did not think you want to do that. Because that is a true being.
Yeah. Come a long way. I don't think the day is not wisdom.
That's fine.
I want to say that the day is not wisdom. Now, we can now see the day when no more Americans will be involved in it all. Yeah, that's better. You say that we've had done this long home stretch. Well, I don't like it. But we come to the end of this long, difficult struggle.
Wonder is whether you should make the election for him.
All right, we'll leave it out.
Yes.
Very pleasure. Come on, take it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, it sounds.
All right, leave it all out. Fine. Why not go on and say?
I will just go to earlier this year.
The United Square.
they, you say.
Well, why not say that the United States is more powerful than the United States? That's not bad, that paragraph before that, read that one again.
Well, if you say we have never stopped the war, you would need to get it for a long time. But if you just leave it stop this.
All right, fine, I'll leave, take out the paragraph, fine.
But the one sentence that I do like in the, the last sentence, no man who sits in his office has allowed to take action.
Well, then, all right, leave it, find a way to leave that in. Just say that I have an obligation. As I sit in this office, I realize that I have a great obligation to future generations. The man who sits in this office has no right, or no man who sits in this office has a right to take action. Great tradition of world leadership.
Oh, wow. Yes, a great obligation to future generations.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Okay.
This now, it's, you have the essential toughness still in it. For next month, excellent.
A lot of people say the future toughness.
Oh, no, I like it. And that, in fact, makes it better. Excellent. With these cuts, I think it is going to be a spectacular speech.
It's really not bad.
It is a damn good speech and a damn director's speech.
Huh?
Stuart Alsop called out.
What do you think? Are you pissed off?
Oh, no, no, no.
You like it?
Oh, Mr. Benson, you have no
trouble. What do you say? Well, I'm
here. Stuart Alsop called out.
I leave it to you.
I'll take it to you. No. Stuart Alsop, you know, he came in last week. Said, why did you follow me on that phone? I usually have this panel to do.
And what you said, now, Stuart.
I said, Kevin, take it easy. And it's good if you wrote a column this week in which he said the dog didn't bark. He said it doesn't make any sense.
What did he say, the dog didn't
bark? He said the dog didn't bark in the Sherlock Holmes solved the case. Because the dog didn't bark, he said, no, it doesn't make any sense. But the president is a long-headed man. And therefore, it must make sense.
Very clever.
And so now he called up, he said, I'm glad I wrote that column. He went out to look it up. Because if these guys knew what we can't tell them, it said we had accepted the invitation of Moscow. And that bombed the guts of that move.
Bombed twice?
That's right.
Henry, we bombed in 2 days, remember?
That's right.
After you were there, we bombed.
No, no, but
oh, the high bomb.
We are an hour in Haifa. While I was after we had accepted the invitation.
Well, that's your history. But that was a gutsy thing, though, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
Over that weekend, I know, we accepted. Remember, you came in, and you had to think, you had to see the greeting at a certain time, and I was sitting around wondering whether they were going to cancel the goddamn thing, and they didn't. You came in.
It was both funny.
But you were right.
Both was essential.
I thought I'll say tonight that these congressmen are softer. I'll use that election thing with that.
Oh, good. Do that, yes. I gave Conley a briefing. He came in to do.
Oh, good. How did he go?
He is just.
What all did you tell him?
Well, I told him the mood in my style and what I've said and what your cable had said that I let you fresh out. Oh, he's a taxi. We may have to come. I just was thinking to that ceasefire in place if we could get it for a year, Mr. Bill.
I'll take it.
Because I
tell you that
if we can.
Now, I know that. I talked to Hague, you know. Hague is bound to the military has always been against ceasefire. But let me tell you that much. We get a ceasefire in place, I'll take it in 1 minute. Don't tell anybody, but we will take it. Now, Porter's Facebook, I think by God, you ought to take it.
If Porter's Facebook, it should first turn it down, but we should eventually take it. If we can enter the war for this year, we got that by the ball.
Oh, then in November we bomb.
Because then in December, if they make a move, to twitch. And so Freeman came to my house there at night and said, look, if you can ask the Sanders.
Yeah, he said, you do what you want.
Well, he said 2 things first. Why don't you come to Moscow?
But he also said we can do it after they've enough to get our
sure.
The main reason is that on January 1st, once if the North Vietnamese realize they got 4 more years of fuel ahead of them, they'll, okay.
You think the Russians, you really think, you see, one thing I'm not sure that I agree with you on, that the Russians really want to help us on this.
No,
they
don't know.
See, the Terran was taken in by that, Johnson was taken in, the Bundy was taken in, and Henry Wee can't be taken out.
No, Mr. President, there's one, no, see, others, first of all, they never did anything for the end of the channel.
Yeah.
That's point one, they never received anyone, they never did anything. Secondly, the Russians don't want to help in this trap. The Russians don't consider the war as such an embarrassment. The Russians are in the corner. They've got the Germans, they have this dilemma. If you go crazy now, and there's a major confrontation, the German treaties are truly down the drain. The Middle East is down the drain. The credits are down the drain.
Everything.
The salt is in the
drain. And also, we'll bend to the Chinese.
And so,
you realize that?
That's right.
It's the other thing, and then we damn well.
So, that's the difference between us and the previous administration. While, as the previous said, we cannot make a deal with you, and the president is reelected, they got 4 more years. We got 4 more years in which we can really develop this. So, this statement.
No, I have a feeling Joe Greenan may want to. He's been in America long enough. He's such an intelligent man, recognizing he's a slippery bastard and a communist. Joe Greenan has the sense to see that really Russia and the United States have a future in the world in their hands, and that it's their interest and ours to do this goddamn thing out of there. Don't you think he thinks that? And also, I think he's learned, Henry, he's talked to a few of the league, that frankly, we're formidable people.
Well, Mr. President, as I told you, when I turned all over from me, so he walked with me afterwards, he said, the best thing you've ever done for me is to be so tough to the people. Because I told them that they put their stuff on you, you would react violently. And Krabiko said to the president, oh, no, this isn't so serious. You jump on them, and now I'm going to come in.
So we got a problem. Let me suggest on this speech now. I don't want you to show it to Ziegler. I don't want you to show it to Hull. I don't want you to show it to Scout. I don't want you to show it to anybody. You now, we're about these little things. And I like to do them every Thursday. But if you get this on, we'll just leave it around and talk about it. We're in trouble. Rogers is not to see it.
I will. Laird has already asked for it. But
no, let me just give him the paragraph that deals with this.
I'll get Lynn Lord to make these new changes,
yeah.
Get it retyped, and back to you within an hour and a half.
No, 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 I don't need it tonight.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, sure.
Good.
You were
have to go the week lunches now.
The way we've cut it down now.
Oh, it's a good shape. I'll see Rogers.
On Rogers, you say that, God, I don't want to tell him about the speech. Just say that the speech, that the president, as usual, is working on the damn thing. He'll be very because he is. Oh, shit. You covered Rogers so well. God dang it. Say that he and I discussed up your trip.
Mr. President, he got credit for the China trip. He got credit for this trip.
And Seoul.
And Seoul. No.
And Berlin.
The thing with Seoul, what do I tell him about that?
I'd say, Bill, a major subject that did come up was Seoul. And that, under the circumstances, they went further than they've done for him, are much more concrete, and the president felt we ought to get Smith back.
Yeah. And then, but he said, did they give you a piece of paper?
No, I would say no piece of paper. What do you want to tell him?
No.
Tell him that we've...
You see, he had it all set up.
If you get it.
He was going to take full credit, I think, Mr. President.
Well, listen, that's the reason that I wired you, because when I heard it, and I heard you went up the wall, I said, hey, God damn it. I know this is not an offer, but the bill is trying to copper before you got there.
Yesterday they had a plenary session. Senator Stonewall, as I had arranged. So of course Smith now doesn't know what's going on.
Just tell Bill that the president has asked for a piece of paper. Let me put it that way.
I'll put it
in. Tell him, Bill, that you had a good, tough talk, and they didn't go as far in the talk, but that you... Why don't you put it that way? How does that sound to you? But that we, and that
he doesn't understand the subject. But maybe,
don't tell him, you know,
And what I think we should do is when Smith comes in on Thursday, I should show him the piece of tape. And be open how we got it. I would like to say I got it myself. Because, Mr. President, Smith is an expert. And Smith will know that this is more than he got. And Smith will be proud of it.
Let me say, you get a hold of Smith and say, look, you have got to remember Jerry, you're going to know how long the credit is. I've got to have you sell it to Rogers and Larry and all of that.
But that, no, Laird has already told, because Laird has proposed something similar himself. The chiefs will be thanking you, Mr. President. That's not your problem. What we have to arrange is that Smith and Rogers don't pretend that they did it. Now, that's why we need the piece of paper.
All right.
With this piece of
paper... Aren't you
telling them? With this
whatever you think is right. Oh, I thought you didn't want to tell them the piece of paper. I don't care if you think it's all right. Well, have you got a piece of paper in Moscow? They handed it to you.
We'll take it up with Smith.
Huh?
If he wants to see
they're telling you've got a piece of paper, and he's welcome to see it.
He
won't understand. But that I've ordered Smith back to consider this piece of paper.
That's right. I said that he gave it to me the last day after long, and I don't
discuss. Yeah, our discussion, because you can say that when they raised the curtain on that, why don't you say this, that I wired you and said that I understood they were ready to give something on this issue from a conversation, and he knows damn well that I had a conversation with him. And that you were very tough with them, and finally in the last 30 minutes of this paper, how that sounds.
And this is so many ideas ahead of
him. Oh, shit, Bill doesn't understand it.
Okay.
I don't understand it. I know he doesn't.
He doesn't understand it, that thing.
I
can guarantee you, Mr. President, that everyone who knows the subject will recognize that this was too great. Just as on May 20th, no one did think that one.
No.
And so then what we have to do is to get spread.
I don't need to see another graph till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.